98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
And good morning from Adrian Kennedy. How are you this morning? Hope everything is good with you, and I hope you can stay with us between now and midday today. We'll be finding out in just a while about an online petition that has been set up. Basically, asking Leo Varadkar to make an exemption of hairstylists for weddings. We'll talk about that in a while. I'll explain exactly what all of that is all about. But before that, I have to tell you a funny story. There we were, sitting in our office earlier on, socially distanced as we are, and by accident, so I'm on my computer, typing away, and by accident, I hit on a YouTube video, and it played through the speakers of my computer. Now, this is perfectly innocent. Anyway, it was playing, and before I got to knock it back off, Jeremy said, shouted at the top of his voice, "Turn that off, turn that off!" Right? And now he's asking me not to play it on the air. This is really funny, right? So by accident, I knocked off a YouTube video. The YouTube video was of a children's character that we probably all know and some love and some don't love. And as I'm talking to you, Jeremy is shouting in my ear, "Please don't play it, please don't play it." Obviously, I'm going to play it. Will you hear this? This is a character from Sesame Street. Okay, and you'll know exactly who he is. Well, there's a couple of them in this clip, but have a listen to this.
Greetings. I have decided to count these blocks again.
Now hold on, Count. Now these are Ernie's blocks.
Yeah, you just leave those blocks alone.
Yeah,
you're not
supposed
to touch my blocks.
I am counting. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6 blocks!
Now that is, as you well know, the count from Sesame Street. And I discovered today, bizarrely, that as a kid, and still to this day, our Jeremy was completely and utterly freaked out by the count in Sesame Street. And he still, to this day, he won't let his young fella watch any Sesame Street in case the count comes on it, because he doesn't want him to be traumatised either. So just to wind him up, I'm going to play another little bit of the count. This is the count from Sesame Street.
Yes. All greetings, it is I, the Count, and it's time to answer that fascinating question: what is the Sesame Street number of the day? Let's count the bets and find out.
Anyway, I want to find out from you, this is quite funny actually, I want to find out from you, what was that one thing that terrified you as a child? Was it the Count in Sesame Street as it was with our Jeremy? Call me right now on 6797981 or send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. I want you to share with me that one little thing that you were terrified of as a child. I discovered by complete accident today, by complete accident, that our Jeremy was terrified of the count in Sesame Street.
1, 2, 3, 4, I go absolutely batty counting bats.
All right, send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898 and tell me that one thing that terrified you when you were a child. Now, it can be the most ridiculous thing, like the count from Sesame Street, or it can be something a little bit more serious. Ernie!
Hello.
How are you, Ernie?
I'm from Sesame Street.
You're not Ernie from Sesame Street, no?
No. When I heard Adrian, I said, especially I'm only a attorney from Sesame Street.
It's the count. It's the count is the one
count,
that...
Yeah, the count.
So when I accidentally played that in the office earlier on, Jeremy shouted, "Turn that off!" I discovered that he was terrified of the count as a kid.
Yeah, that's same here, yeah.
Oh, you were as well?
Yeah, the count, yeah.
Oh, he completely freaked you out?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
And you know, he did have fangs. He did have big, long teeth.
Yeah.
And he looked like Count Dracula.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
So he terrified you as well?
Yeah, freaky it was, yeah.
You're not by any chance named after Ernie in Sesame Street, are you?
I hope not.
You hope not, right? Why, were you afraid of him as well?
I was a bit optimistic about him as well, wasn't I?
Okay, but anyway, the count off Sesame Street terrified you as well?
Yeah.
All right, good man, Ernie. Thank you. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981 or send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. What was that one little thing that as a kid it terrified you? For Jeremy and for Ernie, it doesn't have to be a person, by the way. It can be anything that just terrified you as a kid. Here's a WhatsApp voice note.
Back in the day, there was a restaurant on the Colmore Road where Postman Pat used to appear sometimes in a giant costume, and he jumped out at me one day and absolutely frightened the life out of me. And I wasn't the better for most of my childhood and had a major fear of anyone in a big costume. I'm still not even great with them today, to be honest.
Okay, big costumes on character costumes where you can't see somebody's face. What is the one thing or person or place that terrified you as a child? Veronica.
Morning.
You were also terrified of the Count.
Terrified.
Really?
Terrified.
I used to love him because he was he was so good at counting.
No, ran out of the room.
I mean, he wasn't a stupid Count. He was a very clever Count.
Yeah, you're not going to win this one, Adrian.
Well, right. So as soon as the Count would come on Sesame Street, you would lose your you-know-what?
I'd just run out of the room. Like, terrified.
So when you heard him on the radio, did it bring back that fear?
Yeah, no, not good.
Oh,
I think in the whole vampire thing.
Yeah, but obviously, yeah. I mean, he was the Count, but he was Count Dracula, I suppose, wasn't it? And
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fact, his name is, I've just been told, his official name is Count von Count. So, there you go. He's really into counting. Okay, but he terrified you as well. Thank you, Veronica. Samantha sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. When I was young, I used to be absolutely freaked out from the guy that's in Power Rangers, you know, Zordon, I think his name is. He's like the big floating head. Oh my God, he used to absolutely terrify me as a child. Thanks, Adrian. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you, Samantha. What was that one thing or place or person that absolutely terrified you when you were a child? Lisa.
My husband was freaked out by Fraggle Rock.
Oh, by the whole show? I mean, they were a bit freaky, the Fraggle Rockers. Right, okay. Mike sent me this. Oh, yeah. This used to get to me. This used to get to me when I was a kid. His eyes would turn white, and then he'd start ripping his shirt off, and he'd turn green.
Morning, Jeremy and Adrian. Yeah, when I was a kid, when I was small, the Incredible Hulk used to scare the bejesus out of me when the eyes started going and he started to go, yeah, that was me gone behind the couch. I'd say I was about 8 years of age. Loving the show, lads. Have
Thanks very much, Mike. Yes, the Hulk, when he was turning from David Banner. Now, you have to be of a certain age to remember this show, even. But he would, his eyes would turn this evil white colour, and then he'd go, rip his shirt off, and he'd turn green, and it just was very abnormal now, to be honest. Renata, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Renata.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, what is that one thing that used to freak you out as a kid?
You know, the movie Beethoven, a huge dog in it.
Oh, the dog, yeah.
Oh, I'm absolutely terrified of him. I couldn't watch it. I'm still afraid of a big dog's in this.
Now, Beethoven, he was a St. Bernard or something, wasn't he?
He was, yes. And when I was about, I think I was about 6 or 5, I got bitten by the dogs. Two dogs attacked me. And that movie, like, every time I sit there and I watch it and I can just feel the power of the jaws of that dog. It used to terrify me.
Now I'm looking at a photograph of Beethoven, and on the video box it says the head of the family is the one with the tail.
There you go.
But he was a lovely dog.
No, right, Jose. The big dogs are not lovely dogs. Nope.
Oh,
they
right.
Just
okay.
Have too much power over us.
Right. So you were totally freaked out by the Beethoven
dog.
Oh my
god! And I think they released the second movie or the third one even after that.
You didn't
and
have
I was
any.
Saying to my, I was saying to my mom, like, is it twice had enough? Like, it was absolutely terrifying.
Oh, brilliant! I love it. All right, fair play. Thanks, Renata. Keep them coming in. 0877 98 98 98 0877 98 98 98 I want to find out what was that one thing or person or place that you were completely freaked out by as a child. It can be absolutely anything. Lorraine, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What was that one thing that freaked you out as a child?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know whether many people remember it, but it used to frighten the life out of me, and he was called Cat Weasel.
Cat Weasel?
Yeah.
He was
like a scary version of Wurzel Gummidge.
Oh, right. Cat Weasel. Hang on, I'm going to have a look now. I don't remember Cat Weasel.
Oh, he was very scary.
Oh, look at him. Oh, no. Oh, he does look a bit like Wurzel Gummidge. He's a freaky looking man, isn't he?
Yeah, that used to be on a Sunday afternoon.
Look at his eyes. His eyes would freak you out.
Oh, yeah, he used to just give me the heebie-jeebies. I wouldn't be able to sleep now if I had seen him at all. He used to scare the life out of me when I was a kid.
Now, he looks a bit like Wurzel Gummidge. What was his deal? What was the show even about? I don't even remember the show, to be quite honest.
It was, I think he lived in the barn or something like that, if I can remember rightly, I'm not too sure. But I know he used to... The kids of the local village used to pal around with him.
Oh.
But he was a bit of a simpleton kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? He was a bit dim, and I can't actually remember the programme that well because I never really watched it.
Right, you were that freaked out by it. Now, a lot of people used to be freaked out by Wurzel Gummidge on the telly, including Elsie, who sent me this message.
I was absolutely petrified of Wurzel Gummidge growing up. Every time he took his head off and he would change heads, and he was just like some creepy old scarecrow that, you know, you wouldn't want to meet in the dark. I just couldn't get over the fear of Wurzel Gummidge. Oh, even the thoughts of him now.
Did you ever watch Wurzel Gummidge, Lorraine?
Yeah, and I'm Sally. Yeah.
And Sally, she was lovely, but Wurzel taking his head off was a bit freaky now, it has to be said.
Yeah, he had his happy head and his Sunday head.
I'd love to
actually... He wasn't as scary now as Cat Weasel.
For anybody who doesn't know Cat Weasel, I didn't know Cat Weasel, but just Google...
I'm showing my age now, Adrian.
No, but I just Googled a photograph of him, and good God, I can see how that'd terrify a child.
I know.
Good to talk to you, Lorraine. Thanks very much indeed. Keep them coming in. What was that one thing, place, whatever, that you were terrified of as a child? This is from Tara.
When I was a kid, I was absolutely terrified of the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the Banshee and Darby Gill and the Little People. Oh, God, no, I was absolutely terrified. If I watched them, I'd have nightmares for weeks.
And Tara, you're not alone. The amount of people who've actually texted in that exact same thing. The child catcher in, Caroline.
Hi, Adrian. As about 5-year-old, my brother let me watch It the Clown. So for at least the next 8 years, I was terrified of sharks. I wouldn't go anywhere near them.
Okay, but you probably shouldn't have been watching it at that age. Avril was afraid of a song.
The song Stay by Shakespeare's Sisters used to freak me and my little brother out when the part that she came on and she looked like real evil. I used to hide behind the sofa every time he came on.
Really? So this is the song that she's referring to.
If this world is wearing thin.
Now, if I remember rightly, in that song, she screams kind of loudly, doesn't she? Let's have a listen. Hang on now.
When your pride is on the floor, I'll make you beg for more. Stay with me.
I'm trying to remember the video of it. I must have a look at the video a little bit later on, but that was what freaked her out completely. Shakespeare's Sister and the video for Stay. So, Jess, I can relate to this. And I was a grown adult at the time. But these always just freaked me out. I just thought they were just ridiculously weird.
Good morning. I used to hate the Teletubbies, especially when the child came up and down in the sun. Used to freak me out. Still does. Most of them cartoons did anyway. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Jess. Yeah, the Teletubbies back in the 90s. I thought they were just the weirdest things ever. Claire was afraid of a particular type of occupation when she was a child.
Hi, Adrian. When I was younger, I used to be afraid of, like, the bin men and the bin lorries. Be afraid that, like, they'd throw me in it or something.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Adrian. I'm literally terrified of the Muppets. Like, I've been terrified of the Muppets since Miss Piggy hit the bong, or whatever it's called, and it's literally just freaked me out since.
The Muppets? All of them? Now, Miss Piggy, I guess, she was a bit... I mean, she didn't treat Kermit very well, did she? Andreas!
Hi, Adrian. Definitely zombies. And when I watch World War Z and seeing how fast they can move, even worse. I'm 49 years old.
And he's on the line here. Andreas, 49 years old.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. And tell me what it is, the zombies.
Well, it was bad enough when they were slow-moving. But when, you know, 28 Days came out, 28 Days Later, was it? And, of course, you know, World War Z, especially that Jerusalem wall scene. Oh, my God. When they started stacking on top of each other to get over the wall.
Yeah, I do remember it.
Yeah, that was definitely me done. Actually, just as you were talking there, I was thinking, there was another film with Ryan Reynolds called Buried. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
No, right. So, basically, he wakes up and he's buried in a coffin. All he has is a mobile phone and a lighter. But at one stage during the film, a bloody snake manages to crawl itself into the coffin, and that was me done as well.
Oh, right. I'm just looking at... Oh, I do remember this movie.
Oh, such a great movie. And it was all him, nobody else.
Yeah. And he's... Yeah. Sorry, I do remember it. I'm just looking at the pictures
Do you remember the black snake at the bottom of the coffin?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I tell you what, talk about taking your feet up above the couch.
Yeah. Good man. Thank you, Andreas. Liz, what were you afraid of as a child?
Oh, God. It's so ridiculous, but I used to drive down the corner. When I used to go visit my cousins, we used to drive by a farm.
Yeah.
We had the big, you know, the metal milk. I think they're milk containers, but the huge ones.
Yeah, where they put the milk into. Yeah,
yeah,
and take it off to be processed.
And I was just petrified of them. I don't know. It's very irrational.
Is the big container at the back of a truck that they fill with milk to take it off.
No. The one's actually on the farm. You don't see many of them. I presume they're milk. I Googled them and it says milk. They're ginormous metal containers that to be on a farm.
And they put milk into them.
I think they're milk. I'm not sure. Maybe someone can correct me on that. But whatever they were huge.
But it's a big giant steel container on a farm.
Yeah. I used to look at them.
Do you know why?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I must ask my dad because I used to be terrified and he used to be driving. And I remember they were in Louth, near Cullen, I think.
Right.
But I used to be. Even this, I'm not too bad now, I think. I think I'm okay now, but, oh, they used to petrify me.
That's hilarious.
hilarious.
All right, Liz, thanks very much indeed. Paul sent me this.
As a kid, I could never watch Wonderly Wagon. At the start of the programme, the fat oafly with the cap on him that drove the old horse and wagon, I don't know, he looked pervy to me.
Oops. Gabby.
Hi, guys. I was really afraid of Pinocchio. And it was just the music. When it started off like this, it was just so creepy. And just the fact that the puppet just going to have a big nose, oh, it was so spooky. Bye.
Thank you, Gabby. Karen, I can relate to this one because I think he was the freakiest thing ever in a movie ever. And it was?
Edward Scissorhands.
Like, seriously, what person has scissor hands? It was just so freaky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just, even now, I'm a grown woman, and even thinking about it now, it nearly brings tears to my eyes. I can't deal with it. My kids have watched it a few times, and I haven't been able to sit with them to watch it.
Well, hang on, I'm just looking at a photograph of Edward Scissorhands, and first, he was freaky looking anyway, without the scissor hands. I mean, he's a goth sort of look, pale
but
skin.
But any of those Tim Burton films are just a bit out there.
Yeah, but Edward Scissorhands is definitely one of them. It was, and just looking at the photographs, that would send a shiver up your spine. Great to talk to you, Karen. Thanks very much, Susan.
Hello.
What was the one? Oh, this is showing your age. But go on anyway.
No, it's not really showing my age.
Go on.
Years ago, when we used to be decorating our tree, my mom would always put on that Christmas song with the fella with the big beard. I think his name was Roy Wood, I think.
Yeah.
And I was petrified of him. Petrified.
This is Roy Wood and a band called Wizards, they were.
Wizards,
Hang on, if you hear this song.
Oh, no.
Now, again, Roy Wood looked a bit like he had a beard and...
He was weird.
Yeah, he was a little bit odd, all right, to be honest.
And there was loads of children all around him, it was even weirder.
And he was this creepy, in the middle of all the kids, I remember it.
Yeah, he's just creepy. I used to hide behind the cushions. Oh my God.
And if you want to laugh, Google the video, look at the video on YouTube, because it does look really, really freaky, it has to be said.
It's a bit strange.
Thank you, Susan. Audrey sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Adrian. I always remember when I was a kid, absolutely and utterly terrified of Peter and the Wolf. It was a small record my mum had gotten me, and still to this day, I actually came across it recently in my dad's house, and it was terrifying. The music, it was like an orchestra, tiny little record, and you followed the story, and it just terrified me. Yeah, still does, and I'm talking about it. Thanks.
Thank you. This is Gaz. This is from Michael.
Hey, Adrian. Still afraid of the car wash? But I put on a brave face when I'm going through with me little one.
Yes. I never understood people being afraid of the car wash. I always loved the car wash. Peter.
Hey, Adrian. Peter here. I used to be terrified of tractors as a very young kid. To me, they were big, monstrous type things. And if I ever heard one coming down the road where I lived, I used to run from it. I was terrified of them. I love them now, funny enough. But yeah, especially the ones with the mechanical shovels, the big things. They were, I don't know. They just terrified me.
Thanks very much, Peter. And last one from Anna.
You think Teletubbies are weird? Look up Tiddlytubbies. They're Teletubby babies.
And I just got sent a photograph of Tiddlytubbies. And they are, they're Teletubby babies. Oh, they're really, really freaky. Anyway, they were brilliant. Mine was the Dice Man in town used to frighten the life out of me. Now, I have to say, the Dice Man in town, Tom McGinnity, used to scare the living daylights out of me as well. And I was a grown man. But he was amazing. He was brilliant. Tom McGuinness, known as the Dice Man, but he used to perform on the streets of Dublin. He was amazing, but my God, he'd terrify you. He really would. Anyway, they were great memories. Thanks very much indeed for all of your things that terrified you as a child.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98 FM.